And, you know, people living by the new rule aren't in competition. I wanted to say that very much. The old rule is all about competition and who wins and ends the, up with the most, as that movie put it so cutely several years ago. The new rule is not about competition. It's about glorying in the cross and walking with the Holy Spirit and living by love and having a life of gratitude and praise. Being thankful when folks get more than you do. Being thankful when someone gets the promotion you thought you deserved. Being thankful and excited knowing that your reward is on its way. It's not about competition. You're not competing with me and I'm not competing with you. And you, husbands and wives, aren't competing with each other. There's no competition in the kingdom. It's not about competition. Just show me one scripture that says it's about competition. It is not who wins and accumulates the most and who we think the most of. That's the old rule.
Yes.
That's where the devil wants to trap you. He wants to jail you. Oh God, I want them to think right of me. I don't want them to say that about me. Hey. Who gives a hootenanny? You know, the woman said, speak to the hand. I say, speak to the cross.
Amen.
Speak to the cross.
That's right.
I don't care if Matthew stuck his head out of the car and cussed some old lady out crossing the street too slowly. I don't care if Jonathan's got 5 sticks of dacha in his mouth. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if you had the whole cake. Oh, I envy you. All I know is this, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. All I know is this, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll just see the power of the new rule and choose to live by the new rule, to hell with all the rest, because that's where it came from.
Amen.
I don't care what bondage you're in. I don't care what trap you're in. I don't care how many demons are chasing you down. If you start living by the rule, new rule, they won't like your company. Have you ever thought of that?
True.
Ever thought of that? That perhaps you're making yourself so blooming likable with that sin. That's why you got those devils. Have you thought of the fact that you could give them a migraine and a headache and a pain in the neck so that lying devil says, that's no use being around him because he's always telling the truth these days. I'm not getting my fix. Yeah. Have you ever thought of that? Let's drive these liars out of our lives. Let's drive these bondages out of our lives. Yeah. Because we live by a new rule and we glory in the cross. And I don't want to hear about anything else. I don't want to talk about anything else. I don't want to come to any conclusions about anything else. It is the cross where I glory.
Amen.
And I've been crucified to the world system, and it's been crucified to me. It doesn't apply. Well, they just keep throwing it to my face. Laugh at them. Pity them. Because they're going to go to hell with all those lying rules. And my friend, there's coming a day when you'll rise up in the resurrection, triumphant and glorious of the new body, just like your prototype Jesus, and say, now this is what the new rule was all about.
Amen.
I've lived it by faith the last X number of years of my life, and now I can live it by sight. And what a marvelous thing. I don't hear anything screaming in my head to the contrary. My flesh loves it. Well, look at that. Glory to God. My soul loves it, glory to God. My imagination loves it, glory to God. And my spirit is soaring like a free bird.
Amen.
Between now and then, let that bird out of the cage by faith. Leave your self-pity in that box. Leave your disgrace in that box. Leave your fear in that box and say, I don't have to live with you. Just as I am. You mean God will accept me? He will. You mean the people of God will accept me? They will. Come out of that box and say, I am through with this lie, this bondage, and I want to come out in Jesus' name. I want to come out into the safety of the arms of Jesus Christ and the power of that crimson love, and I want to be embraced by God through the people of God. And I want them to celebrate me and boast me about me and praise me because of how good I look. God's new creation. Old things have passed away.
Amen.
And behold, all things have become new. Glory to God in the house. grace for it. There's power for it. There's release for it. Your life can change forever. Right now. Right now. God, forgive me for having to hide, for thinking I had to hide. God, forgive the people of God that we felt like we needed to hide to be accepted. We were living by the old rules. We were commending ourselves in our flesh. We were going our own way, and we meant to do the right thing, and it turned out to be the wrong thing. God, I repent. Forgive me and my family and people. Forgive us for the things we've said. Forgive us for the things we've thought. Forgive us for the conclusions we've come to. Forgive us for the people we've judged and criticized and hurt and embarrassed. Forgive us for how we've treated ourselves. And above all, forgive us for not glorying in the cross the way we should have and living by the new rule. From henceforth, by the grace of God, I'm coming out of my box right now to bathe in the sunlight of God's love and the warmth of His goodness. And I shall from this day forth live by the new rule, and I shall glory in the cross and celebrate with the people of God who we have become in Christ as His new creation. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Aren't you just so glad you came? Hallelujah, 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 and hallelujah.